What's up, folks? This is Brandalora Sports Noise Podcast, and today is August 8th. It's a Thursday. It's 2024, and we have some exciting news today. We have, drumroll please, the NFL is on tonight. NFL games, football games. Now, before you get too excited, it is preseason. 4 weeks of preseason before you get to the real stuff, but it's what it is what it is. It's not like the starters will probably be in for about a quarter. We have two games today, and then the rest are tomorrow. We have, I think, Super Bowl contenders, the Detroit Lions led by Dan Campbell. They got Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, Aiden Hutchinson, Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the Philadelphia Eagles. A little bit weak at the safety position, but football. That's all I care about today. Football is on. Football is on. I'll be watching that game probably just the first quarter because that's like where the starters get playing time. But then they play the New York Giants, the literal worst team in football. They're absolute... They're worse than a doorknob at football. I mean, obviously not. But I mean, I think I've seen middle school teams better than the Giants. But they're led by Daniel Jones. They got Isaiah Hodgins, Darren Waller. And, of course, they lost Saquon Barkley this year to Philadelphia. We got him. But, I mean, I think the Giants will have a better year this year. Daniel Jones is healthy. They're not led by Tyrod Taylor. So, and then we have Panthers versus Pats. Got the Panthers. They were the actual worst team in football last year. Giants were bad. The Giants were terrible. I didn't think it was possible to get more terrible. Go watch Panthers highlights of 2023. You will literally, if you're a Panthers fan, most Panthers fans probably switched up. They probably are, I mean, if you're going to switch up teams, go to the best one. Panthers, Bryce Young had an accident. His best receiver was like a 35-year-old Adam Thielen, which was okay, but like, as your number one receiver, you want that guy as like, I guess your third. You really don't even want him on your roster. I mean, if he's playing third, fourth best wide receiver, but your first, not good. They will be better this year. Miles Sanders, I think they cut him because he was so bad. But led by Bryce Young, I guess Adam Thielen, you could say that. But, I mean, that's all. I mean, I really don't know that many Panthers players, and I really don't want to know any Panthers players. But then Pats, we got Mac Jones, we got, oh my gosh, what's his name? Number 84, Kendrick Bourne, I think that's his name. But we got Rob Gronkowski, we got Julian Edelman. I'm just joking. Sorry. When I think of the Patriots, I think of that era. So I got Lions, and then I got Panthers-Pats. Might literally be the worst football game we'll ever watch, especially because it's preseason and they got, like, their third-string guys out there. But, I mean, I guess I pick Panthers. I just think they're a better team than the Pats this year. But then switching it on to the NFL, and then obviously the Lions. But switching it on to the MLB side, my Rangers lost a 3-game series to Space City. Lost to Space City. Lost to the Houston Astros. Walk-off, first game, Rangers actually did win. Walk-off, Josh Smith home run. Walk-off home run. And then Framber Valdez quite pitched a no-hitter. Seager, of course, Seager doing Seager things. Hit a 2-run home run in the bottom of the ninth to end that. And then don't even want to talk about Game 3 because they really I think it was 6-4 was the final score. But really nothing you want to talk about. But we are so close to MLB postseason. And I feel like I just watched MLB postseason. I feel like I just watched the Rangers win a World Series. That was in October. And it was really like almost, it was over a year and a half ago. Over half a year ago. That was in October, so, and it's August, so it would have been, that would have been about 8-9 months ago, which does not feel right. Like, I saw them win a World Series almost a year ago. Just doesn't seem right. But I think the worst team in baseball right now could be the New York Yankees. They're going to make the playoffs because their start of their season was, I think, the best you could ask for. But, I mean, the second half of the season has just been literally terrible. As let me pull up MLB standings. Right now in the, I think it's American League East, or American League West, excuse me, it goes Astros, Mariners, Rangers, Angels, A's, and then, watch this, you will want to watch every single game between the Orioles and the Yankees. These two teams are tied for first place. They are both 68-47. And if it's one team I'm rooting for, it's New York. Now, if I see, like, Yankees versus some random team, I mean, say the Twins, I'm choosing New York Yankees every day of the week. Because I'm just, like, since they're just such an iconic team, like, if I see the Lakers playing the Grizzlies, I'm like, oh, I want the Lakers to win. And the Celtics, I'm not talking about the Celtics because you know what they did to my Mavs. But, I mean, same thing with, like, football. Like, if I see the Chiefs playing. Well, no, I always want the Chiefs. I don't like the Chiefs. If I see the Chiefs playing, like, the Browns, I'm going to be like, oh, I want the Chiefs to win. A bandwagon, but I'm not a bandwagon because they're not my favorite team. But then it goes Red Sox, Rays, Blue Jays. So then it goes American League Central, Cleveland in first. Josh Naylor, great season. Class A, been great. Emmanuel Class A, Stephen Kwan, Miles Straw, Jose Ramirez. I mean, just a packed squad. And what's funny is they are 67-47, so they've played one less game than the Yankees and the Orioles. But Guardians, they play today. They win one more, and they're right there. Now, they're not in the division, but they are, like, right there. And then it goes Twins, Royals, Tigers, White Sox. The White Sox have won, I think it's 20 games in a row. No, 21 games in a row. It might have been 22 since that happened. But the White Sox have, if they beat 22 games, they've lost 21 games in a row, I think. Like, I'm for sure about that. But if they lose 23 games in a row, they will have the record to be, I think it's the record for the most losses, like the most streak lost. That was bad wording it. Like the longest streak of losing is a better way to say that. And then, I mean, the Royals, if you're a Royals fan, you're sad right now because you're 64-52. Great record. You're over 500, 552 to be exact. And you're in third place in your division, which means you're probably not making the playoffs. Unless these other, I mean, if you're the Rangers, as a Rangers fan, I've come to terms that we're most likely not making the playoffs this year. But, especially since, like, yeah, because then you got the Twins in front of you. Then you got, of course, like, the Yankees. Yeah, it's toast. The Royals are toast. Unless they beat the Twins, which, actually, they're right there. They're only a half game behind. So, watch the two games I would watch. Rangers, Mariners, Astros, if they're any of them are playing each other, watch those, because those are going to be bloodbaths. And then the same for Twins and Royals. Twins, Royals, and then Orioles, Yankees. And that's just the American League. I haven't even gotten to the National League yet. And so, National League East, Phillies, Mets, Braves, Nationals, Marlins. Phillies are in first. The Mets? The Mets are in second place? What? I thought the Braves were in second. Oh. Of course, they don't have Acuna. They're like, and I think Strider's out for like the year with Tommy John surgery. But Mets, yeah, Mets, Braves. Oh, both tied. Okay, yeah, watch Mets, Braves. That's one of the biggest rivalries in sports history. You think of MLB rivalries, I'd say the first one pops in your head is probably Mets, Phillies. Or, I mean, you got like Cardinals, Cubs, Rangers. Probably like Rangers Astros. Rangers Astros sound good. Or, yeah, probably. No. I'd say Rangers Mariners, probably more of a rivalry there. But then in the National League Central, Brewers, Cardinals, Pirates, Cubs, Reds. The Cubs are three games behind 300, or three games back from 500, and they're in fourth place in their division. Like, that's a worse record. That's a better record than the Rangers. I think, right? Hold on, let me double check. 57-60 is the record. The Rangers are 54-61. That's a better record than the Rangers, and they're in fourth place. The Rangers are in third. But, like, and then really had high hopes for the Reds this year. 55-59. I think that's even a better record than the Rangers. But the Reds are 5-5 in their last 10. Ellie De La Cruz, they barely missed out on the playoffs last year. Cincy, last place. I mean, what are they? They're 10 games behind the Brewers. Actually, you know what? They're like they're one game behind the Pirates, which are in third place. Okay, never mind. The Reds still got a shot. But then, Pirates, I just want it for Paul Skeens. Just want him to get in the playoffs, dominate in the playoffs. And then National League West, Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks, Giants, Rockies. The Rockies are absolute dog trash. Giants, Blake Snell, no hitter. I forgot to mention that. Blake Snell, no hitter in San Francisco. That was crazy. I don't know, who was it against? I'll look it up after this. But Giants, okay, so Dodgers, 66-49, Padres, 64-52, Diamondbacks, 63-52, Giants, 58-58, and Rockies, 42-73. So, Dodgers automatically lock in a playoff spot since, I mean, they're most likely going to win the division. Unless the Padres catch them, which I guess that is possible because they're 2.5 games behind. Sorry for the camera. But, and then I guess the Diamondbacks could also catch them because they're 3 games behind first. But there is the MLB standings right now. And then Blake Snell, let's see. Blake Snell, no hitter. Who was it against? I know it was a National League team. Who was it? Okay, then, yeah, the Nationals. I mean, Nationals. But, yeah, so the Nationals got embarrassed. CJ Abrams, what happened? But that's going to be probably it for today. Again, I'm going to be posting more since summer's coming to an end. Unfortunately, that is coming to an end. I'm actually happy that I get to spend more time on this. But it's been, okay, so episode 20 next up. We'll see you there. I'm going to, of course, share on the next video more preseason games, more MLB, you know it. And so I'll see y'all later for episode 20. This is Brandalore Sports Noise Podcast. Peace.